Doom White, Disc 4.
Chapter 11. It was still night, but not more than 2 hours before dawn. The magpies, Griv and Inchig, perched on the tusked rim of a deeply carved depression. This was the old quarry. It had been the habitat of adders back into the mists of time. Far below, the two grass snakes and the toad wended their way over the quarry floor, skirting thistle beds and large pools left by the heavy rains. Inchig cocked his head on one side curiously.
Is this where the giant ballast lives?
Griv indicated an area overgrown with hairy bittercress and white dead nettle at the foot of the north quarry wall.
There are many hidden entrances behind those weeds. Ballast dwells in the caverns and tunnels over that way.
Inchig watched the three reptiles threading their way through the vegetation. Swelling his chest, the male magpie strutted about on the rim.
Are we supposed to go down there also?
Griv eyed him humorlessly.
Yuck. You can if you're foolish enough. I'm staying here to do what we have been sent here for. To watch and wait.
Inchig's chest deflated. He squatted down by his mate.
Hiya! We must obey orders.
The toad blinked, gazing into the black hole which confronted them. Everything about the entrance reeked of danger. The strange, musty odour, complete silence and impenetrable darkness. He began to waddle backward, but was jolted to a standstill by vicious butts from the snake's blunt snouts. Previously, the grass snakes had ignored their fat, bloated companion, merely making sure it was with them and travelling in the right direction. The unwitting toad had, of course, been deeply hypnotized by the skillful Sicaris. However, faced with the mysterious black entrance hole, the toad grew fearful. The grass snakes also had their orders. They fiercely set upon the frightened creature, hissing and nipping with their fangs. The unfortunate victim was left with no alternative. It hopped forward in ungainly fashion to escape the slashing teeth, straight into the hole, falling awkwardly down a dark, steep slope. The grass snakes retreated a short distance. There they writhed and curled into grotesque attitudes, lying frozen in that manner. Feigning death is considered a good defence by grass snakes when threatened with danger. The toad had reached the bottom of the sloping tunnel. Feeling something nearby, it too tried to remain completely still. It was, however, betrayed by its pulsing throat, which seemed to have gained a life of its own. Now a large but delicately forked tongue caressed the toad's skin. A disembodied voice whispered, almost soothingly,
Ballast.